This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Making Sense of Stalls. Nothing like learning something every day to keep you in the work, and I found myself almost starting from scratch trying to be helpful and value-added to Acorn's Birmingham organizers who have been heavily involved in list building for a coming organizing drive using a technique they refer to as stalls. The simple steps are clear enough and are what old-school Acorn organizers would have known as petitioning or even street canvassing. There's a table with the Acorn flag. Petitions set up with general language about rate increases, rent increases, security of tenure, and tenant protections, which gets a quick response here in the Midlands just as it does in London and Bristol. In some ways, it was a short course for the team on what I've always called organizing math. They told me that they tended to get names and contact information from somewhere between 1 and 8 and 1 and 10 people that they engage passing their table, so we're talking about roughly a 10 to 12% response rate. So hand in hand, we walked through math thickets to get a grip on the work. If they wanted to get even as low as 40 contacts per day, which would be 25 per organizer, then they were going to need to be in locations where the flow was up to 500 people in the time period allotted. Okay, that was clear. Where are they in locations where that would happen? That wasn't sure. They hadn't been counting. Okay, that's easy to solve. Let's start counting. Agreed. And if you have to get 50 per day to get where you need to be, it's not just the question of 500 people, but how many hours the organizer can calculate that it takes to see that many people. It'd be wonderful if 100 people pass an hour, then even on a 10% production, the daily numbers would be met in only 5 hours. What if the numbers is only 50 people per hour? Then in 5 hours, there would only be 25 contacts. So to make the 50 needed, either the organizers would have to be out 10 hours, or they would need to be in two locations with about the same traffic to get those same numbers. Okay, a plan can be made from that as well. The organizers know that when they got someone to their table, their success rate was 100% in getting the information. So what was the route they were using to move people from their daily task over to the stall? It seemed mundane and listless at first blush, and on the order of, hey, will you sign the Acorn petition on tenants' rights? If that rap was working to yield 10 to 12.5%, then how about trying some other raps to see if they produced a better yield? How would you tell? Try the raps and count the success in batches of 10 or 20 and see if the results moved up to 20 or 25%, doubling your production on the same street flow. As organizers, we use every tool we think might work, and I found myself telling the team about a new book I'd read during these travels called The Song Machine, Inside the Hit Factory by John Seabrook, and how some of the same concepts he was discussing in modern hit-making for pop music might be transferred to organizing. Like pop singers, they only had a limited number of seconds to engage someone on the street and hold their attention and convert it into action. So, what were the hooks they were using in their rap to pull people into the stall? Seabrook details the changes in modern pop music for a hit that doesn't use one hook, but several to pull people in on the pre, the first 15 to 20 seconds, then again and again and again. What hooks were the organizers embedding in their rap that would pull people in? What was their fight song? How would they get people to shake it out and roar? Hooking people and reeling them into the action and organization, songwriting and emotional engagement that moves people to respond and then buy a song, and organizing that provokes attention and response, and then engagement, commitment, action, and more, all somehow came together over the coffee, omelets, and occasional glimpses at the rain on the high street outside. Until we all felt as if maybe we were making progress and getting somewhere with this stall technique, and not just stalling to keep from harder work on the doors. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.